From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The stock market was up again today. That's the third day in a row the market has shown gains, the best three-day run since November. The Dow added 239 points. That's about 3.5%. For the S&P 500, the gain was even better at 4.1%. And in another one of those perverse ways of Wall Street, the driving force may have been General Electric, which surged after its credit rating was cut. That's right. It surged after having its credit rating cut because investors were evidently relieved that it wasn't cut even more. Joining us now is NPR's Chris Arnold. And Chris, GE climbed, what, 13% today?
It did, yeah. And as you say, this was after it got a ratings cut that, you know, you might think on the surface of it would send investors running away from the stock. But, you know, like many things, the bad news wasn't as bad as it could have been. And that, you know, encouraged investors, actually. And, you know, GE is one of these stocks that some analysts have been saying for a while now has just been unfairly beaten up. And there's been some, you know, throwing the baby out with the bathwater here sort of stuff happening in the stock market. And, you know, today was one of those days when investors got mm-hmm. more optimistic about it and pushed that and many other stocks back up.
Yeah, another stock I gather that people talked about a lot today was Bank of America.
Yeah, and now here we're hearing, you know, some vaguely good news from a bunch of different banks. And B of A is the latest, but J.P. Morgan has come out and Citigroup also. And they're all basically saying, look, you know, things aren't as bad as many people say that they are. And we're actually making money. And this you kind of have to trust them on, because mm-hmm. what they're saying is we're making money if you don't include all of those really big losses that we keep telling you about. So, you know, they're trying to reassure people that, look, once we get past this problem with all these bad loans that are on our books, the underlying business is strong. We're still making money, you know, hang in there and everything's going to be okay.
So the bank, there's been a chorus of we're not dead yet from the financial sector. We're doing okay.
Right, exactly.
The reports of our death are greatly exaggerated. And the whole financial sector goes up on Wall Street as a result.
Yeah, you know, there's been this endless stream of bad news for, you know, more than a year, probably. And here we've had a few days of maybe some surprisingly good news. The banks have said all these things that, you know, are not too specific, but that are vaguely encouraging. And the idea is, you know, well, they probably wouldn't be talking up their stocks if there wasn't, you know, some sign of strength there. And maybe the government's encouraging them to act sort of positive. And maybe that in itself is a positive sign. And you know, we've seen GE not getting downgraded as badly as it might have been. And, you know, also retail sales. There's some just general economic data that's out there right now that's mm-hmm. better than expected. Retail sales were stronger than people thought.
The stock analysts warned as soon as the Dow started going up that, don't worry, it'll go down again at some point. There's no reason to conclude this is the bottom. But is there any sense that perhaps a Dow under 7,000 might actually be an undervalued stock market today?
There is a sense of that. I mean, if you know, if you or I knew the answer to that question,
we'd be rich.
Working
yes.
in public
yeah.
radio.
No, we
but,
might still be, but we'd be doing well.
Yeah,
we'd be doing things.
Yeah. But you know, is this a bear market rally? I mean, nobody really knows. But what I can say is, just in talking with some economists and analysts and people who manage money, just over the past few days, you know, today even, I mean, they're sounding a lot more optimistic. I mean, the first day the market bounced up 200 points, you know, it was a bear market rally. Mm-hmm. Now we've seen a few days and a series of things that were better than expected. You know, maybe this has some legs, they're saying.
Well, good to hear some good news from you.
Thanks, Robert.
That's NPR's Chris Arnold.